Good morning, everyone. We are excited. We are Jean-Philippe and I ready for the podcast. And we're going to start chapter 7 of the book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. And we're going to talk about the leadership, the art of leadership. It's serving people. Yes. So as a kid, I grew up in a family, okay, like everyone. And my conception of leadership was a leadership of position, okay? So just as a kid, I have my parents, okay? They told me what I have to do, and I have to obey. And then I was at school, and teacher told us what we have to do, and we obey. Okay, same thing. There's a principal, and when we have to go to the principal office, oh my God, ooh, that was not a great moment. Okay, so again, it was a position. After that, when I was a teenager, I had the chance to be in the cadet movement. It's a beautiful movement, and again, it's, you know, based on the army, let's say. So it's again a position, a leadership of position. Okay, I was the new recruit. There was a sergeant. He was sharing with me how do I have to let's say to walk, how do I have to talk to an officer, how do I present myself. So I was obeying to the sergeant, and then there's officer, and they told me what to do. So when I start, when I was a teacher, okay, it's the same. In my classroom, I was having that role of the teacher, okay, to share my knowledge with people, with my kids, and influence them, okay? And my role as a leader was the same, a position. When I was in the cadet, okay, we memorized a definition of leadership, and that definition was a leader influence human conduct to accomplish a mission in the way desired by the leader. Again, it's hierarchy, okay? Very hierarchical. Oh, that word, it's hard. Okay, so when I start Tupperware, this is the place I heard the first time about servant leadership. And I say, what the hell is servant leadership? And that's the Bronnie Wise, okay? So she's the founder of the Tupperware company with Earl Tupper. She decided that we are going to do home party, okay? So this is the lady who developed that concept. And she said, if we build the people will build the business. This is the first time I heard about that concept. And I say, oh my God, this is good. Okay. Can you imagine? You develop your people, you help them to grow. And because they growing themselves, okay, they are growing the business. And by the fact, they are going to grow your business. And that comes from Zig Ziglar, okay? It was an author, and he said, if you help people get what they want, they will help you get what you want. So, you know, probably Bronnie Wise was inspired by Zig Ziglar, but she did it in her own way. So that was a great way to understand that concept in MLM. So we have to help people. So instead of trying to help to ask others to help you to get what you want, okay, you need to focus on other people. Okay, this is the art of servant leadership. Okay, it's based on serving others, not myself. Okay, so it's like if we invert, you know, the pyramid, you are usually with the hierarchy. So we have all the worker, and then we have the supervisor, and then you have the director, and then you have the vice CEO, and you have the CEO. Okay, so now you invert that. Okay, you are the CEO, so you have to serve your people. So this is how he sees servant leadership. And he said, When you are a servant leader, okay, so you are going to dedicate your work to help others to become their best self, okay, at work, but at home too, okay? You are going to influence their finance, you're going to influence their work in their community, okay? They're going to influence the way they act in their family, okay? This is what is a good leader. And we could say in our MLM, this is really what happens, okay? We learn so much, okay, that influence our ability in our family, okay, in our community. This is where we I heard about, you know, giving to others, giving, let's say, 10% of your income, okay? This is a concept that I learned here, okay? Because if you want to receive more, you have to give more. So those are great concepts about servanthood leader. So we are going to share with you some guideline, okay, to help you to become a better servant leader. So we have 5 points today to cover, and I'm going to explain the point. And Jean-Philippe, he said, okay, you know what? I'm going to find example to illustrate those points. So are you ready? Yeah, we're going to start right now. The first point is, I don't rely on my position or title. As you know, so when you are working in an office, usually people, they are there because they have a title and you have to obey to the boss because they have a position. But in our MLM, so we have to work to earn respect, okay, from other people every day. So we don't have to rely on our past. We don't have to rely on our success or our past success, okay? We have to build it over and over and over to influence people. So you don't have to, you don't allow the idea that people, they have to serve me. Instead, you have to serve them. So we have a great example from Jean-Philippe to illustrate how we have to it's not good when we rely on your title.
Yes. So I did remember when I was a cadet, that was my second summer camp. I was on the music summer camp, and there was that warrant, master warrant officer. So she was responsible for the drill, like all the way that we are moving on the parade square with our instrument and all those things. And I did remember seeing that person, like her habits, the way she was interacting with others. She was really thinking she was the best of the world, and looking at us, screaming at us. It was like hot outside and all of that. So I was thinking, okay, this is weird the way she's acting. And later, when I became an officer, during my first year as an officer on that same summer camp, she was still there. She was in a position where she was in charge of like all the hobby, the recreation, the adventure part of the summer camp. And I was with my cadet. She was there. She was like, we were in the woods and like for a skim. And she was yelling at the cadets, "You need to listen to me. I have a rank. I have a position." And I was like, okay, I understand it's hard, okay, working with cadets in the wood, especially like for musicians because they're not in their element. So I did not understand why she was still relying on her position, looking at the rank she had. And later, she was still on the same summer camp as me. So I was also getting a new position, a new rank, and I was working on my leadership, and I still see her in a position where she was supposed to be in charge of the discipline. But the way she acts, she even like get into the mess where like all the officer, like it was our off place, like under summer camp, like getting into the mess and like looking like a slutty person, and also like being, yes, absolutely. Okay. I did not want to say the other word, but she looks very slutty. Okay. Yes. Okay. So you can imagine. And remember, we are officer on a summer cadet camp, and she was drunk, And I'm like, okay, so you were supposed to be that person that infuse confidence and infuse like the discipline. But right now, the only thing that you're doing is that you're destroying that image. So no matter what you will say later, even if I do something wrong, like you have no credibility over me. So we see that when people just rely on a position, rely on a rank, that no matter what they're doing, they won't get respect, even if you're supposed to respect them, okay, just because of their rank. Well, actually, this was never a way of thinking for me. So it's hard to see people do that because they lose all credibility.
Yes, and when they lose credibility, it's very hard to work with them. Yes, you have less and less and less respect. And sometimes it's not good because when you are going to have like a friction, oh my God, what can go out of your mouth? It won't be good. All right, number two, I choose to believe in people and their potential. This is the crucial point because when we have new people, we don't know who they are, what is their potential, and we have to discover them. So we have to ask them questions and we have to say, you know what, I'm going to help everyone. But they have to show something, okay? They have to show commitment, okay? Because I won't spend time with people that they are not committed, okay? If they're not coming to the meeting, I won't invest time in them. But if you come to the meeting, okay, you gain point. And when you choose to believe in people in their potential, okay, you give them wings. You are going to give them hair, okay, behind their wings, so they can fly high, they can develop themselves. You're going to help them to grow their confidence and to succeed. So I know, Jean-Philippe, you have a great illustration of that point.
Yes, I did remember when, I'm on mute here. Okay, I did remember when my director, Julie Corriveau, started in the business. It was by the end of April 2021, when we have that big switch of our system. I just told Julie, okay, we will wait in May to start to take your account. And the way we were spending...
Excusez-moi, je ne comprends pas.
Hey, don't listen to me. I'm scared. I'm being listened here. So yes, I've been talking with Julie. I've been explaining her a little bit about the business. She was asking a lot of questions. She found me on social media. She asked me a lot about the business, how she can start, what she was looking for. She was in maternity congé. I don't know how to say it.
Maternity leaves.
Leaves. Ah, okay. So she was during that period. And when she started, when she officially opened her account, I told her, okay, so you need to build your group. You need to get in contact with people. You need to open discussion. You need like to do all those things. But because on Facebook, her profile wasn't doing all of those things like usually, what happened is 2 weeks after she started Tupperware, her Facebook account was put down. But she was never able to recover it. You know, some people like have to wait and they ask Facebook to get it back, but she was never able to do that. So the way she was acting before that moment, she was present at the meeting, she attended and like she asked a lot of questions. I knew the potential that she had, and I told her, you have two options. You even stop there, or you start back to zero and you build something. And she even used like the Tupperware account of her husband, and look at her today. So yes, she has built a successful business, starting at zero, like every consultant, and losing all of our friends and building it back. So yes, when you have those kind of people and you believe in them, the success that they have is just impressive. So Julie is a really great example here.
Yes, Jean-Philippe. And that reminds me, like my Ricky, okay? When I told you, when you are invest, when you are committed, we are going to help you. So I just remember Ricky was coming to the meeting meeting. She was exciting. But, you know, as her past was not, let's say, she doesn't have a, let's say, education. That's not an obstacle, okay? So we work with her, okay? The first time I say, okay, come, we're going to do some phone calls. Bring all your contact list. And she bring five names. And I remember I was laughing, but you know what? The next week she came with, let's say, 10 names. And this is where we build her, okay? We work with her to build their confidence, to build their abilities, to develop herself. And look at her now. She's shining. She just qualified for the trip to Georgia. So this is amazing when you believe in people and when you see they are committed, they want to succeed. So there's something that you can do with them. Okay, number three, I try to see things from the perspective of others. Remember in the last chapter, in chapter six about attitude, we talk about putting a new pair of shoes. When you put a new pair of shoes, you are seeing the world in the shoes of other people, okay? So there's so many proverbs, so many quotes, okay, with walking a mile of others, okay? Don't judge someone when you don't walk a mile in their shoes, okay? But as you know, you understand the point of view of others, you are going to understand what they need. And how you do that? So you're going to ask questions, okay? Take time to ask questions and listen to the question of people. So when you put a new pair of shoes, Harry Truman said that proverb or saying or adage. Okay. Harry Truman, he was a president of the United States, he said, when you start to see the other point of view, 9 times out of 10, the person try to do it right, okay? So we have to have faith in people. So I know, Jean-Philippe, you have an example for this one.
Yes, absolutely. So into our business, we are having some mentorship meeting, some coaching meeting. And last week, I held mine for my team. So they were on like team of two during those meetings. So my goal during that meeting was actually first to give them some information, to give them also my vision, but right after it was to look at where they are at in their business. So what is working? So what gives them some energy? So I want to be sure that they know what they do is right and it giving them some result. But I want also to ask, what is the thing that you're struggling? Okay. And because they share with me and they explain me what they did or what they did not try yet, I was able to use their strength and help them, okay, look at the direction that they need to go. So I was able to coach them, to give them some strategy, to give them some trick, to give them some action to do that are really really related to where they want to go. So what were their ambition? And based on that, I was also able to challenge them, to give them an assignment just to be sure that they go through action with it. So that is a great way during those meetings because you're working with the right people. You're working with your 2080. So they are people where you want to see their perspective because you want them to duplicate what you are actually doing. So that was really interesting last week to see them. And all of them have realized the assignment that I give them. So I know that I've been able to see their perspective and I've been able to help them get to the next level with it.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. Yes. Number four. So you have to create an environment of encouragement. Yes. So when you work with people and everyone encourage others, okay, you are building a strong community. Okay. So people, they are going to serve one another. Okay. So let's say that it's working like that. Okay. So we are encouraging others. So when I see that a new shining star is, building their business, I'm going to told her, wow, I see you. Congratulations. You are amazing. When people ask you question, even if they are not in your team, okay, you are going to answer those questions. Okay. One time, two times, it's okay. Okay. And you are going to, when you have a connection with all the members of their team, they are going to encourage and they want the success of one and another people. Okay. This is what makes that that organization is good. And when you work in that kind of environment, you're going to give yourself to the community. Let's say yesterday we had the class of AI, okay, in French, it was Marie-Pierre Tétrault, okay? So Marie-Pierre, she gave herself the class, okay? So she don't keep the information for herself, okay? She's sharing, okay? Jean-Philippe is preparing always the video for welcoming our new member, okay? Explaining all the information they need to know, okay? He's good with that, so we're going to take his strength and he's going to contribute to all the community, okay? So this is how we work all together to serve one and another. So that way, we use the strength of the people, okay? And we are using them for the benefits of everyone. And I know, Jean-Philippe, you have a great example for this one too.
Yes, and also we kind of duplicate that that system into our own team. So I know that a lot of my director colleague also have their own messenger group with their team. So this group, its vocation is actually not only related to transmit information. It is a place where people can feel confident, also ask questions. So when you are able that to add people and they feel excited of being had, and when they ask questions, when you get other people from your team, not only the director, to answer to them, this creates such a place of confidence where people can ask their questions. So at the beginning, it will be, yes, a lot the director that will do the intervention into that group. But at some point, when you build other leader and they are able and take the responsibility to answer to other, this is where you create a place where people can feel free to ask questions and not being judged, even if we all know that our job is always a repetitive one, because like we have new people that start at the beginning and it's always the same question that are getting back. But when you build that environment, it's exciting for them to feel free to ask any questions.
Yes, you're so right. And number five, measure my success by how much value I had to other people. So when you serve others, when you serve your team, okay, their success become your success. You are going to improve more satisfaction sometimes in the success of others. Like I said, I have some of my manager, okay? So and when I see them growing, becoming the person that they want to be, it's more, it's like a reward for me, okay? When I see my Ricky, yes, qualifying for the trip to Georgia, I'm so excited, okay? I'm excited like if I was qualified, okay? We like to see people succeeding, okay? So this is how you're going to evaluate your work, okay? You're going to see, oh my God, people are working, people are growing. This is how we how much satisfaction I have from my work. And you are going to become a, instead of climbing a ladder, okay, you're going to become a ladder builder, okay? You're going to build ladder for others to their success, okay? So the success of your direction is more exciting, yeah. So as you know, so many leaders, so many inspiring leaders work as a servant leadership. We can talk about George Washington. We can walk about Gandhi, okay? And Nelson Mandela. So they all have quotes. So I'm going to read one from Nelson Mandela. He said, "I stand here before you, not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people." Okay? So those kind of leaders are there to serve their people. So those leaders were transformational, okay, in their lives, and they touch the lives of other, okay, and they change the life for the better. They showed people how to fish, not just providing fish, okay? They develop autonomy and create prosperity for future generation. And on a conclusion, okay? So he said, servant leader will be the leader of tomorrow, okay? They will transform the world by doing five things. And those five things are, number one, listen without judgment, okay? This is important. Number two, great leader has to be authentic. Number three, they have to build community, okay? So like in Les Diamants, we are really a community helping one others. They have to share the power, okay? And they have to develop people. So this is our introduction for the chapter 7 for servant leadership. So next week, we're going to talk about questions. How can we, develop our leadership, servant leadership? So thanks for listening to us. So tomorrow it's going to be not HelloFresh, it's HelloFear. Hello Fear with Marie-Pierre and Jean-Philippe. So we're going to see you tomorrow, and for myself next Monday. Thanks everyone.